Good morning, Walter Reed Middle School Jazz Band A. Don Jaramillo here from Rancho Cucamonga. Looking for your performance this morning. The Chant. Yeah, a little bit of an intonation issue here in the upper voice, so be careful. The concert C's are really a problem there between the trumpets and the saxophones. It's something we have to work on. Love to have just a little bit more bass. But part of that it would be either moving the bass amp or moving the bass player a little bit so we have a little bit of a direct hearing of the bass. Or you turn down the bass and turn up a little bit more of the treble, and then it's going to give you a little bit more. Now, be really careful there on the drum set. Let's see. Who's playing drums on this? Is this Millen? It doesn't really say who's playing drums on this. So Millen, I believe, yeah. I would just back off just a little bit on that. I think that would be really helpful. It just tends to be just a little bit too loud for the fills tend to be just a little loud for the rest of the wind, an ensemble. Yeah, Lucas, you can be just a little bit lighter on the changes. I just feel like you're just a little bit heavy. Think about your part instead of reading what's on the part. Think about how you're going to help fill Stevens, Elliot's solo in. I feel like we're kind of just, it's the snare drum and the piano are doing their own thing, but it doesn't have any connection to the guitar. The other thing, too, is you really want to check the volume. It's really interesting that we switch players right in the middle because it's just a different color and volume for the guitar up there that was playing Laylee. And then all of a sudden Elliot comes in. It just really kind of had a little bit of an issue there. So something to consider. Nice job there, Justin. And nice job there on backing him up there, Millen. That's pretty cool. Nice dynamic change. Now, intonation is a real issue here. And I'm not sure if it's just that we don't have an understanding of what the chords are supposed to sound like, or it's just faulty tuning when we came from the warm-up area to here. The trumpets are not in tune with each other, and it's really evident between the alto saxes and the trumpets. I mentioned that earlier, but I just want to reiterate that part of that is also going to be listening. The lead trumpet, lead trombone, and lead alto, and the very sax are the four most important in the winds. Everybody needs to make sure to get their parts to fit in with that, and I think you're going to have a better sense of balance and certainly intonation. Love the clarity of the ensemble. Great understanding of style. Get to the drum solo, everyone's got to play that chord nice and full. Yeah, make sure we come in together. Don't anticipate the conductor. And then as far as the drum solo, it's really funny, Millen, that you just so lots of chops. You got lots of things going on, but all of a sudden it's like you turned up the volume. I don't think you need to really turn up the volume. I think you can really just easily allow yourself to play the same style and the same volume that everybody else was playing at that point. Yeah, I think that the clarity of the saxophones is wonderful with the rhythm section to the sax has been great. It's really where the little bit of an issue has been between the trombones and the trumpet. So something to think about. I I wonder how often we rehearse without a rhythm section and just maybe with some type of, you know, hi-hat on 2 and 4 or just the like a little light metronome, because I think you're going to hear better balance issues and things that you can really fix that make it a little bit more musical. Ooh, got to be together. Yeah, really think about laying down a great sense of time between the bass and the drums. Boy, the rhythm section is just speeding up so much right now. And then you can feel the trombones having to get a little bit faster. Nice job. I can tell you like that figure there on trombones. Yeah, being a little lighter on the drum, on the snare drum. The snare just carries out to the audience. And I think it'd be just a little bit lighter. That just kind of helps what's going on, not overplay what's happening with the winds. Turn the stick over. Yeah, don't fill it in. Just play the stick. Just turn the stick over and just play it 2 and 4. Check. Check. You're really just established time with the right hand of the bass player along with the rhythms, with the saxophones. Let that voice really have it. Careful, and we're just hitting up again. Yeah, nice job there in the trumpet solo there. Like the idea that that really makes a little bit very nice musical sense. Good. The rhythm section from a volume standpoint, just a little bit too loud for the trumpet solos. But I would also just remind Elliot, you gotta play into the mic. Your trumpet was probably about 6 to 8, 10 inches below what the mic was at. So it's very difficult to catch you exactly everything that you're playing. Same there on the alto sax. Matthew. Yeah, a little bit on there. Make sure you dig in that microphone. They'll turn it on. Energy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get in a hurry. Yeah, that's got to be there. Yeah, great energy. Yeah, it just really never settled into a pocket for that pulse. It just seemed hurried. And I think that was one of those things that you just have to think about. Allow yourselves to just be a little bit more relaxed. Job in the opening solo, thank you.
job on that solo. Justin, thanks.
Yeah, this dynamically we ride, do something a little bit more with this. Start a little bit softer and then crescendo. Crescendo, that would really help that music. This kind of idea is great. Idea there, Kaylee. One of the things I would tell you though on your solo, I love the clarity of her sound, good tone. One of the things I would just say though is don't be afraid to repeat a figure and then allow a little bit of silence between that figure. I think you had some great ideas, but you're really in a little bit of a hurry to play through the musical line. Try not to allow that to happen. It was a lot of repetition, but part of that was just because it was just an idea after an idea and idea. I think if you add a repetition and allow a space and repeat something into the phrase, it allows the solo to grow. And I felt like we were just kind of going on and on and on. It was almost as a sentence with no period. That's something to consider there for all solos that we're emerging and learning to do with solos. Yeah, intonation, a little bit of an issue here. It's really in the upper trumpets. Anytime we start getting too loud and voices, instruments have to start playing what we call the upper tessitura, the upper range. Intonation starts struggling. That makes we're together. And then trumpets and the trombones, bells are out, but the trumpets for the most part are playing in the stand. It's a small detail, but there's where the clarity is a little bit of a problem. Yeah, nice job, ladies and gentlemen. Good energy from everyone. Lots of good sounds, great teaching taking place. I think we just continue to refine and work on improving all the areas we talked about. I think you're going to really continue to grow. Enjoyed it. Hope my comments had some help. Well done. Thanks.